Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
I was reading about the year 1940 and early 1941 when Hitler began to prepare his assault into England. What he did is he actually did a planned aerial assault where he sent planes over the English Channel into the major cities of England like London and places like that and begin to drop bombs and to decimate and destroy the area in an effort just to weaken the people and weaken the resistance. Well, the people of England, they decided that they needed to protect their children. So they begin to get their children and put them on trains, and millions of children left out on these trains to the English countryside or to relatives in distant lands just to be able to have themselves protected. And there's a story about a boy who's on the platform in one of the English train stations, and a man walks by and looks at this boy and he says, "Son, do you know where you're going?" And the boy looks at him and says, "No, sir, but my king does." You see, this boy had faith that while he didn't know the end result of his trip, he knew the king was going to take good care of him. I like what Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 says. It says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." Can I give you some comfort today, child of God? Can I remind you that our king is in full control? You and I may not see the end result of what's going on in our life, but the king knows. You and I may not know why we are facing what it is we're facing, but the king does. And he's not lost control, but he is still in full control. And you and I can just trust our king.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.